We are in a Sivo Shalom on Parshat Bo. We are on page Pei Hei HaChodesh HaZelachem. Says the Parsha, quoted by the Sivo Shalom. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'al Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim limor. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron in Eretz Mitzrayim as follows. HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei HaShana. This month shall be for you the head of the month, the first of the months, the first of the months of the year. Says in the Sivo Shalom, Hinei Katz of Rashi, that Rashi says, Bereish Bereishit, at the very beginning of Parshat Bereishit, very, very famous, because it's the first, so everybody at least gets that far. Shelo hayat tzarich la'atzchilat ha-Torah ela me'achodesh alechem. That Rashi brings up the possibility in the first Rashi, the opening Rashi on Chumash, he says that it could have been that we started Chumash from this pasuk. It could have been that we skipped Bereishit, we skipped Shmot Va'ir on the first half of Bo. We could have started Chumash from here, from this pasuk of Achodesh Alechem. Why? Harisha mitzvah zo shel kodesh. This is no longer Rashi. He's now paraphrasing Rashi. Harisha mitzvah zo shel kiddush hachodesh bahaya ra'oi la'tchilat tatzvah. So he's implied. What's implied from Rashi? That this mitzvah could have started off the Torah. Meaning he gives an answer as to why we don't start from Achodesh Alechem. But the very fact that he asked the question, says the Nesivo Shalom, implies that yes, there's a legitimate Hava Mina. There's a legitimate possibility that the Torah could have started from here. It's a legitimate potential starting point for the Torah. That's how significant this pasuk is. This could have been Bereishit Bara Elokim. This could have been the first pasuk. Achodesh Elachem Rosh Chodashim. V'tzarich Leveir, so we have to explain. Im Yanah HaMiyuchad, what's so unique about this mitzvah? What's so unique about the mitzvah of Chodesh Alechem that we start counting the months, that we have the concept of Kiddush HaChodesh, that we have the concept of sanctifying the month at the beginning of the month each month, that we start specifically from the month of Nisan, that we count the months and not just the years? Why is that so significant? Why is that so central that we could have started the Torah from here, that it is, as Rashi identifies, that it is the first mitzvah that's given over to Klal Yisrael? What's so significant about this mitzvah? And even more so, that's just the first pasuk of this paragraph in the Torah. If you keep reading the rest of the paragraph, the whole rest of the nice long paragraph here is all about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Korban Pesach. What is it doing as an introduction to Korban Pesach and Yitzias Mitzrayim? Uve Mechilta, it says in the Medrash Mechilta, Darshu al pasuk zeh, it says about this pasuk, HaChodesh hazeh lachem, this month shall be to you, lachem, to you. Lo manabo adam arishon, kilomar, shemimot adam arishon ad yitzias mitzrayim hayu monim lachama. Meaning it is to you Klal Yisrael that's about to be born right now, you get this mitzvah. Meaning from Adam HaRishon until now, from Adam HaRishon to Yitzias Mitzrayim, they went by the sun, like all the other nations of the world. They went by the sun. They counted a yearly cycle. But they didn't follow the significance. They didn't count by the significance of the months of the year. From Adam Rishon until now. V'rak me'it Yitzias Mitzrayim, and only from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, shenitztavu mitzvat kodesh kiddush hachodesh, where we're commanded in kiddush hachodesh, hitchilu limnot levana, then they started counting by the moon. Rishon hu lachem, it's the beginning for you. Velo, next page, Pevav, velo la'akum, not for the non-Jews. The non-Jews don't count by the moon. Adiyom azeh, all of the non-Jews count by the sun. Only the Jews count by the moon, with one exception. Interestingly, Islam goes by the moon. Islam goes by the moon, but not by the sun. We're actually the only one that goes by both. We both follow the solar cycle and the lunar cycle. But we were the first people in the history of the earth to follow a cycle of the year based on the moon. We line it up with the sun. That's part of what Kiddush HaChodesh is about, which we have this year. When the sun and the moon, when their cycles fall apart, when they come too far apart, when they distance themselves too far apart, we care. By the Muslims, there's something called Ramadan. Have you heard of Ramadan?
Yeah.
You know how every year it's like, oh, it's Ramadan, but it's never at the same time of the year? It always switches around in the year. Why is that? Because the sun and the moon, those years don't line up. So the Muslims don't care. So Ramadan falls out at a different time in the solar year every year. We care. We need to make sure that the solar and lunar calendars line up. It's very significant to us. So what do we do? What's part of the mitzvah Chodesh Alechem? What do we have that we have this year? A leap year. We have Adar Sheni. We add an extra month to extend the lunar year to make sure that it always syncs up with the solar year. We both count by the sun and the moon, but we're the first ones to bring out the reality of the significance of counting by the moon, of following a cycle of the year that goes to the moon, for us and not for the non-Jews. What comes out of this is, from this midrash, is that we count by the moon and they count by the sun. What does this mean? Of all the mitzvot, do non-Jews also walk around in October time with a palm branch and a lemon and shake it in all six directions? So is that for us and for the not for the non-Jews? Yes. So why not say that that's for us? Why not say that sukkah's for us? Why not say that shofar's for us? Why is the Torah emphasizing specifically by this mitzvah, this is for you. This is for Klal Yisrael, not for the non-Jews. What's the significance, the depth of the connection between Achodesh and Lachem, the concept of the Kiddush Achodesh and Klal Yisrael as opposed to all other nations? We also have to understand, Kushyat HaMefarshim, the question of the Mefarshim, Lama ne'emar be'eretz Mitzrayim? Why does the pasuk go out of its way to say that this mitzvah was dafka given to Klal Yisrael while they were still in Mitzrayim? She'ena Torah mefareshet v'chol dibor echad ne'emar. The Torah doesn't tell us where every mitzvah was given. We don't care about the location that the mitzvah was given at necessarily. Why does it go out of its way to tell us this mitzvah was given in Eretz Mitzrayim? V'chulei. Next paragraph. Ve'ha inyan. First, we need to point out the fact that Chazal go on and on about the greatness of Kiddush HaKodesh. As they comment on this pasuk of Achodesh Lachem in Sanhedrin. Incredible thing. Anybody who is mivarech on the chodesh, anybody who blesses the month in the right time, ki'ilu mikabel pnei hashchina. It's like the person has gone and received the face of the shchina. Ketiv hacha chodesh elachem, v'ketiv hatam zekeliv, and they are learning it out from Gzeir Shava between chodesh elachem and Kriyas Yamsuf, where we said zekeliv anvehu. Shalom atzinu kigon da b'inyanim achirim. You don't see this by any other mitzvah. What is the idea that we daf when we go out to Mekarj the Chodesh, we're being Mekabel Pnei Ashchina? What's the significance of it? Why is it making that connection? Next paragraph. V'yesh la'avin, so we can understand. De'inyan Yisrael monina levana, the fact that Klal Yisrael count by the moon, that we count the year, we follow the cycle of the year by the moon. Husha levana yesh zmanim shi b'si achoshech ve'ein ro'im ba'shum nitzot shel or. Is the fact that by the moon, there are times where it's at the epitome of darkness, and we don't see even a spark of light. At the end of the month, at the very beginning of the month, the moon mamish disappears. There's nothing in the sky. It goes totally dark. Ach gam b'si ha'chashchut, yod'im shehi tatchil shuv la'ha'ir kevarishona v'tachzor limlo'ah. But even when it's at the epitome of darkness, even when it's at the apex of darkness, we know that it's going to come back and shine again just like it did before. It's going to shine in its fullness just like it did before. Gach kach heim chaye am Yisrael kidugmat levana. This is the life of Klal Yisrael. We live in the image of the moon. We, Klal Yisrael, are a reflection of the moon itself. Kol seder hachayim shel am Yisrael, the whole reality of the lifetime of Klal Yisrael. It's just an endless string of times of darkness. Rov yimehem, like we talked about two times ago. Rov yimehem begaliot. So much of that time is spent in galus, in exile. Visovlim sarot rabot v'raot. We go through such difficulties and sorrows and tragedies. Ach Yisrael monin levana. But how do we count time? We count time by the moon. V'af v'siach hashchut. And even when we get to the epitome of darkness, Yodim Sheshuv Yashuvu Lahair Kavarishona, we know that the light will come again. It's built into our fabric, it's who we are. Ukimoshomim Rakata Levana, as we say, those of us who go out and say the bracha on the moon, usually on the Motzei Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh. Chok uzman natan lahem shelo yishanu et tafkidam. Sasimus mechim lasot ritzon konam. Shegam mizman siach hashchut, that even at the time of the greatest darkness, sasimus mechim heim lasot ritzon konam. Even when they're in the epitome of darkness, when the moon isn't there, it's mamish dark. It doesn't matter. It's still overjoyed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach Yisrael. So too by Klal Yisrael. Shekol she'eno be'aster panim. Eino mehem. Anybody who doesn't experience Hester Panim, they're not part of Klal Yisrael. Part of what it means to be a Jew is there's going to be times of Hester Panim. Part of what it means to be a Jew is that there's going to be times of darkness. That's part of who we are, and that's okay. Is to go through the darkness knowing that inevitably, that it must be so, that the light will come. Sasimu smechim la'asor ratzon konam. That we are overjoyed to do the ratzon Hashem to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam be'eta chashchuta gedola be'yoter. Even in the greatest time of darkness. And that's what it means that this chodesh is for you, this mitzvah is for you, and not for the non-Jews. So Yisrael domim la levana, the klal Yisrael like the moon. Bekach shesod kiumam, the secret of our continued existence. Humitoch choshech va'afila is through darkness. Adei yishuvo la'ir kimei olam, knowing that the light is going to return. To the point where, if you don't experience Hester Panim, you're not a Jew. Part of what it means to be a Jew is to go through Hester Panim. It's part of life. It's part of our lives. V'alkein tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, al inyan kod kiddush HaKodesh, b'mitzvah harishona shebatorah kodem mitzvah korem Pesach. It's the first mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, the first mitzvah to the Jews, even before Korban Pesach. Even before the mitzvah that's going to get us out of Mitzrayim, we get Kiddush HaKodesh first. Kedei l'rameiz al inyan zeh shu yisod v'shorash emunah, to show us that this is the foundation. This is the source of all emunah. She Yisrael monim levana, that we count by the moon, v'gam be'itziach hashchut b'aminim she'ein zeh stam choshech, that even in a time of darkness, we know it's not just darkness. Ela zeh behashkacha pratit, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chok uzman natan lehem sh'lo yishonot tafakidam. It's an incredibly powerful point. Part of the life of a Jew, Labriyut, part of the life of the Jewish people is to go through times of darkness. That's part of what it means to be the Jewish nation. It means that we go through periods of difficulty, we go through periods of tragedy, we go through periods of darkness, and we know we're going to get out. There is no nation in the history of the world that has gone through the trials and tribulations, the tragedy and the bloodshed that the Jewish people have gone through, that have gone through Choron Bayit Rishon, Korban Bayit Sheni, exile after exile, gone through murder, gone through the Crusades, gone through the Inquisition, gone through the Holocaust. There's been no nation that's gone through darknesses like we've gone through, and not only come out the other side, but as a nation stood together and known with full and complete knowledge that we are going to come out the other side. There is no other nation that could have lit Hanukkah candles in a death camp. Who would do such a thing? You do it because you know that I'm going to light this year in a death camp, but next year I'm going to light these candles in my home somewhere else, even though it's impossible. Because the light's going to come forth. The Jewish people know that we're going to continue. We're a people of the moon. We're a people that are, yes, destined for darkness. Part of our history, as we talked about in Parshat Shmot, part of our history is to go through difficulty, is to go through trial, is to be forged in the furnace of the challenges of exile. But if we're meant to be forged through the challenges of exile, it means it's because we're supposed to come out all the brighter in the end. And that's what we hold dear. That's what we hold close, is that knowledge, that we're coming out the other side. If a person doesn't experience darkness, if a person doesn't experience Hester Panim, he says, the person's not a Jew. Again, I didn't necessarily pick this because it's been a theme that's come up, but we've been talking about it over the last few weeks in different shiurim, because it's been relevant, again, here, everywhere else, and this moment in history is only emphasizing it and making it more challenging. I would feel like I'm living in a period of darkness if I had to sit through the announcements that you all had to sit through today. It's a very, very challenging time. It's a very, very challenging time. And we feel like at a certain extent that we're at a period of light, and then we get to a place of darkness again. And we go through an amazing beginning of the year, and we have to sit through, and for me, as traumatic as it was for you, it was weirdly more traumatic for me sitting and listening in that big, quote-unquote, comfortable chair, the black comfortable chair in the lobby. It was a little bit more traumatic for me because it reminded me of all of the announcements I heard last year and the year before. Hearing the announcements about things, places you can go, places you can't go, Shabbos is in, Shabbos is off, all of these things as the world gets a little bit more complicated again. And I'm looking at your faces now and you're like, yeah, how come? It's so sad. It's so dark. That's what it means to be a Jew, is to be able to say, yeah, it's getting a little bit darker again. That's okay. Every single month, the moon stands at its height, at its fullest, the rays of light coming out, reflecting off of the sun. And every month, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller from the 15th until the 29th. Every single month. And yeah, it hits a place of darkness. But what it means to be a Jew is to know with full emunah that darkness is part of life. Darkness is part of the life of a Jew, because there what shines bright may not be the light of the moon. What shines bright is the light of my emunah, that the moon is going to wax again. That the moon's going to build again. That we will all start feeling better. That we will all be able to go out for Shabbos again. That we will all be able to go and have a normal Shana Aleph again. It's not so bad yet. Chillax. This could get darker first. Well, here. This isn't so bad. It's like, oh no, we got an inch of Shabbos moved around. It'll be okay. It'll be okay, guys. Survive. Okay. But I'm saying, but from your subjective experience and from our subjective experience, all of us in our own ways, it's been a tough few weeks. It's been a tough few weeks of feeling that burnout at this point in the year. Again, like we've talked about before, it could be in the Shana Aleph burnout of just like the sense of burnout that comes at this time of the year. It could be the burnout that anybody's feeling, no matter what stage of life that they're at. Talking to people who are can you imagine the feeling of burnout and of choshech because you have to take finals from home? But again, it's that trauma of being sent home and having to do finals in college from home, finals in grad school from home. Are we going to be on college next? Are we going to be on campus next semester? Or are we going to be home next semester? Those are the questions that the alumni are starting to ask. Am I going to be working remotely or am I not going to be working remotely? That's what my siblings are starting to ask. They're like, yeah, they're telling us we're not going to be, so we know we definitely are going to be working remotely. Everybody's starting to ask the same questions. I was in America when the first, you know, the news started to come out, because I came back like a week before things got crazier. And I was there when they made the announcement that things were going to, that they were going to close down Eretz Yisrael and the ability to come from Chutz La'aretz. And I was sitting in the house, and it was a chiddush to actually have been in the same place. Like, it was beautiful in that sense, it's been in the same place. I was sitting in the other room when my mother wrote on the family WhatsApp chat that she was devastated because she was finally going to get to see her grandkids, and she wouldn't be able to come see her grandkids. At least I was able to go over and give her a hug. Like, I usually can't do that. I have to send her a WhatsApp back, but at least we're in the same house, you know? But, like, we're in a time of darkness, whatever stage of life we're at. Shana Aleph, college, grad school, work life, parenthood, grandparenthood, whatever stage of life we're at. This is a moment of darkness in the year. This is a moment of darkness in life. What marks us as Jews is not that we don't have darkness because we're God's chosen people. That's not true. We do. We obviously do. It's that we know we have complete emunah, that's part of the natural cycle of life, and the light will come back. Things will get better. Geula will come personally and nationally. If I wait long enough, if I push long enough, if I don't give up, if I hold to that emunah, my davening in Shana Aleph will get stronger. My learning in Shana Aleph will rebound. My spark of inspiration will come back. I'll reignite it in a new way. My connection to learning, if I'm at a later stage of life, to reconnect with learning post-finals. If my trip to Eretz Yisrael got canceled. Okay, so you know, I remember I was sitting, I went to my yeshiva's Shabbaton reunion. And Rav Chizkiyahu Nevensol, the co-chief rabbi of the Old City, was there at the time. They managed to schlep him in at that point. That doesn't happen anymore. So Rav Chizkiyahu Nevensol was there. And he said, he only spoke in Hebrew, but he said, how could I leave Eretz Yisrael? I mean, he never left Eretz Yisrael. He grew up, his whole life is in the Old City. He grew up and his whole life is the Old City. They schlepped him in a plane to Chutz La'aretz, to New York. Right? They slept on a plane to New York. Right? Like, what am I doing here? He said, it's okay. He said, we're on Chutz La'aretz, we're not on Chutz La'aretz. In front of me is a Sefer. If we go into a Sefer, we're in a Bechin of Eretz Yisrael. We're living in Eretz Yisrael inside of a Sefer. And for those few minutes, for those few hours, sitting with Chizkiyahu Nevensol, shlita, to sit there. And we're back in Eretz Yisrael. So those of us who are in Eretz Yisrael, to open up a sefer and be back in Eretz Yisrael. Even if we can't get back on a plane, to be able to open up a sefer and learn, and therefore return to Eretz Yisrael through the sefer itself, through Limud Torah itself, Ki Bitzion Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. To daven, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. When you're davening, you're in the Yichud Rum of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just you alone with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and nobody else is there. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. It means that no matter how dark it gets, the light will come, and I'm hanging on till that light comes. But when the light comes, I'm also embracing that light as it comes in, wherever it comes from, because I'm a Jew. So core and so central is this to who we are and who we need to be, that this isn't the first mitzvah that God tells us at Har Sinai. It's not the first mitzvah that God tells us in the desert. It's not the first mitzvah that He tells us once we become the Jewish people. Hear the significance of this. We didn't have Korban Pesach yet. That means we didn't put Him on the doorpost. It means the firstborn wasn't killed yet. It means that we didn't leave Egypt yet. There was no Yitzias Mitzrayim yet. God says, you need this mitzvah so badly. This is so much a part of your DNA. This is so much a part of who you are. You need to understand this before you become a people. This is built into your DNA before you're even born as a people. You need to understand this. That you are about to become a people. And when you do, you're going to have times of darkness nationally, personally, but the light will always come. You are a people of the moon. The light will always come. The secular world counts by the sun. What happens with the sun? With the sun, it rises in the east and sets in the west. Does it get brighter or not brighter? Dimmer? Does it get brighter or dimmer? No. Every day, rises in the east, sets in the west. Rises in the east, sets in the west. It's all about the same. There is no change. There is no guarantee of change. It's all about the endless, repetitive cycle of nature. Jews don't live a static existence. We don't live a static existence as a nation. We don't live a static existence as an individual. We are dynamic. We have ups and downs. We move. We're alive. What it means to be alive and passionate and real is to have ups and downs. We're a people of dynamism, of relationship with ourselves, with relationships with each other, and ultimately relationship with the Kadosh Baruch. HaChodesh hazeh lachem. You have the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. You have that dynamism. We have those ups and downs of relationship. Because we're genuinely relating to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that relationship is going to be exciting and challenging and have its ups and downs like any relationship should. We live by the moon. And we need to know that before we're even born. We live by the moon. Okay, next paragraph. V'chazal. V'chazal dimu inyan zeh shi'Yisrael monim levanav v'akum monim lechama. Chazal, compare this concept that Yisrael count by the moon, and non-Jews count by the sun. Da'achama sholetet b'yom ve'ena sholetet b'layla. That the sun rules over the day, but doesn't rule at night. V'halvana sholetet b'layla uvayom. But the moon rules both during the day and at night. How so? Nirmaz bazeh, sha'goyim afilu chasidei umot ha'olam. That the non-Jews, even the most pious of the non-Jews, obdim et Hashem rak b'yom mizman she'or lehem. They serve God. There are those out there who do serve God. But when do they serve God? When it's bright, when it's clear. Aval balayla, but at night, matzav shel chashchut, when it gets dark, inam obdim laHashem. They don't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'mavitim biyotzim, they kick and they walk out. Ve'inam yodim min ha'avoda shel ve'emunat chabalelot. They don't understand the avoda of having emuna during the nighttime. It's who we are. We are people who need to have emuna dafka at night. That's what it's about. About being able to get through those tough times in our lives as a nation, those difficulties, that darkness, with full emuna, that we're still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's still there. I can't see Him, but I know He's there. And we're going to reunite. Aval Yisrael monim levana, we count by the moon. Hasholetet bayom uvalayla, which rules over the day and the night. Heim ovdim et Hashem yiparach bechol ha-matzavim, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all situations. Whether it's dark or light, it doesn't matter to me. That whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, whatever He does, and pick whatever thing over the last month and a half you want to lock onto that was challenging, that is challenging, that seems like it's going to be challenging, I don't care. Yeah, lock onto it and say, get to the place where you can say, HaKol Letova. I don't know why this is for the good. I don't know how this is going to get me to the good. I don't understand that in this moment, but it doesn't matter. What it means to be a Jew is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. He's what's making this happen. And it's all for the good. Ultimately, it will get me to the good. Ultimately, it will be for the good. Afilu b'matzavim shel chashchut u'mitzuka, even in situations of darkness, the kol shaveh etzlam, it's all the same to us. It's an incredible thing. What it means to be a Jew is it means to get up and first thing in the morning, go and pick up a sitter and daven shachris. And I don't daven shachris only in the good times. And I don't daven shachris only in the bad times. I daven shachris every day. Why do I daven shachris every day? Because I have a chiyuv to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I want to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I serve God every day. And the way that it comes out might change. My intonation might change. My kavana might change. My personal intensity and feelings might change. But my shachris is always there. They say there's no atheist in a foxhole. You ever heard that before? No atheist in a foxhole? It means that even somebody says, no, I don't believe that God exists. You put them up against the wall where somebody's coming about to come around with a gun to their head. They'll start diving to whatever God they want to dive into, even they've been atheist their entire life. That's not impressive. I only believe in God when it's convenient. I only believe in God when I'm forced. I only talk to God when I have to. Non-Jews talk to God when it's convenient, when it fits their paradigm. We talk to God every day, and it doesn't matter what's going on. We talk to God when things are great and things are rocking and we're having an amazing summer at camp. And we talk to God when cases are going up and we have challenging. What is it called? The meeting you just had. What are they called? The announcement. Yeah, when we have challenging announcements and they change the rules in seminary because things are getting tougher with Corona. It doesn't matter. Tomorrow's shachris. Is tomorrow a shachris like summer camp, or is tomorrow a shachris like the day after? It doesn't matter. Tomorrow is shachris. Why? Because we always serve God. Because we always serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing changes. What changes is how that expresses itself, because it's dynamic. But it is our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that is constant. Our emunah is constant. Our relationship is constant. Our connectivity is constant. The circumstances change the dynamics, but not the fundamentals of the relationship. V'zoi mitzvah rishonah shnitzavu b'Yisrael. And that's the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael commanded it. Shebchinah misuyemet harei zoha mitzvah gdol yabter. Because on a certain level, this is the greatest mitzvah there is. Sha'afilu b'mach shachim ka'asher lo nir'eh shum nitzot shel or. That even when there's such darkness where you can't even see a spark of light, Gam az maminim Yisrael b'munah shleima ba'avat Hashem Yibarach l'mo Yisrael. Even then we believe with full emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Shekol anagatoi mahem. He rock l'tova that our HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us. It's all for the good. Migodel ahavatoi Yibarach l'mo. It's all coming from His love. Even if it seems challenging, even if it seems painful, in this moment, it's all coming from Him and it's all coming out of love. There's a famous mashal that's given, and all mishalim have their failings. But it's a crazy mashal. The mashal of this parent who's running to see their child. And they burst through one door, and they burst through another door, and they burst through another door. And they see the other parent is standing there. And the other parent is holding a knife. And they're holding a knife, and they're about to put the knife right into their child. And they scream out. And somebody grabs us, hold on, take back. And they grab them back. The other parent is a doctor and a surgeon who's about to make an incision to save the kid's life. There are times where things can seem, you could have that kind of reaction. Things seem awful. And by the way, that situation is not a good situation to be in. Anytime a person needs surgery is always going to be challenging and negative. But just because something looks scary, just because something looks horrifying, just because something looks bad in the moment, doesn't necessarily mean that we understand the full picture. It doesn't mean that it can't be litova. And I want to emphasize the difference. For most of us, it's very hard to be happy in the challenging times. That's a tremendous avod and a tremendous level. But all of us can at the very least strive in the moment that though I can't understand what this is for, and I'm not yet at the place where I can be completely besimcha, we talked about that last week or 2 weeks ago, to be completely besimcha despite what's happening, I can at least get to the point deep down where I say, no, I've gotten to the point at least I know that God exists and He is good, right? Hashem, the Tov and the Zulato. He is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and the only thing He wants to do is give goodness. The only reason why anything happens is for ultimate good. And I don't understand how that is right now. I don't understand why that is right now. But I'm at least at the point where I know it's litova. It's going to be good. It's all for the good. And I'm going to tough this out and I'm going to stick through in my relationship with Him because I know it's all the tova. That far I've gotten. That far I know how to get to. Like we see by Avram himself. Shamru Chazal say, Asara nisyonot nitnesa Avraham Avinu, that Avram Avinu went through 10 tests. We talked to them extensively at the beginning of the year. He went through 10 tests. Uvishlama nisayon arishon beor kasdim. V'nisayon acharon shel akedat Yitzchak muvan mashma'ut anisayon. At the very least, the first test at Or Kasdim, and the last test of Akedas Yitzchak, we understand what the test was and why he was tested. Aval b'shara nisayon, but the other tests, going by Yira Ba'aris, like when he got to the Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech lecha, go to this land that I will show you, you don't know where you're going. He ends up there a few pesukim later. A few pesukim after that, there's a famine, he's got to go down to Eretz Mitzrayim. Like a second after he gets there, he has to go down to Mitzrayim because there's a famine in the land. But Tilakach Aisha beit Paro, and his wife Sarah is taken to the house of Paro. The Kayotzi Bezan, all these things. Hare lo italo shum breira. He had no choice in these things. Elakola nisayona yabazeshalo hir hera charmi dotav shalak harash baruch hu vikibel ba'avatova anagatoi parach. Then a big part of what the test was about, it wasn't even in the test itself. It was, yeah. Think about this for a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, go to Eretz Yisrael. Not even go to Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech Lecha, go to the land that I will show you. Just start walking. Where? I'm not telling you. Do you believe in me or not? Right? You ever done, anybody ever done a trust fall? Yeah. This was like a life fall. Just start walking and I'm telling you I'll catch you on the other side in some land that I'm not telling you what it is yet. He's having a ever do. He's like, okay, you've arrived. You got here. You made it into Eretz Yisrael. Now is where you're going to be and your children are going to inherit this land forever. Also, according to my watch, it's time for a famine. What are you talking about? I just got here. Yeah, but there's going to be a famine now. So what do I do? Guess you're going to have to leave. Where am I going to go? Egypt. It'll be great. They like to, you know, take people's wives and kill people. It's fantastic. Okay. Goes down to Egypt. He gets there. He's like, all right, I'm going to play it safe. We're going to keep Sarah out of sight. And if anything happens, she's my sister. What happens? They find her. Immediately, she's taken up the house of Paro. You can imagine, like Avram at this point going, like, Kadosh Baruch, like, what is this all for? Right? At what point does he just leave his tefillin behind and go on his merry way? You know what I'm saying? At what point does he drop his yarmulke? The answer is, he doesn't. And part of what that test is in Nesivot Shalom. What was that part of what the test is about? Yeah, it's going to get challenging. Do you believe that this is all for the good? Do you believe that I'm in charge? Do you believe that it's meaningful? And Avram sticks by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side through and through. And yes, he goes through Mitzrayim and he comes out. Maaseh Avot Siman Manim. He sets the stage for us to leave and do Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he comes out Birachush Gadol and he's able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu using the physical world. And. And part of the touch, Sarah. But you could easily see in that moment him walking away. You could see it so easily because of how many people in our day and age walk away in the darkness of the 2,000 years of exile. How many people walk away during Jewish day school, after Jewish day school, litza'arenu, because there's no free rides here. How many people walk away post-Israel? How many people just up and walk away? You can't walk away if you truly believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing right next to you and guiding you through the moment that you're in and is with you in the moment that you're in, no matter what's going on in your life. You can't walk away. You can't. But that comes from internalizing that. That's the essence of that test, he says. That's the essence of the test that Avraham Avinu goes through. Do you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you? Do you understand, even in this time of darkness, that the light will come? Do you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's bringing about? Do you understand HaKol? You don't say HaKol Tova. I'm sure Avraham Avinu was dancing through the whole thing because he's Avraham Avinu. Fine, that's great for Avraham. But for the rest of us, for the rest of us, do we at least believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists? It's for the good, and we're going to stick this out, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. I know this is going to be good. Can I at least get to there? And then can I start working to even have simcha in the darkness? That's already an elevated level. But to even have simcha in the darkness, because if God took me here and it is for the good, where else would I possibly want to be? That's already a Yosef. That's already a Yosef HaTzadik. That's already Yosef HaTzadik was like, okay, I'm in prison. What can I do next? Let me take over the prison. Let me be top of the prison. Let's help the people in the prison. Like that's already a Yosef HaTzadik because I'm a different place. We can try to aspire for that. To be happy in the darkness. The story that we told during the Simcha Shir, right? Rav Zusha of Elimelech singing and dancing in the prison. We can aspire for that, but at least to get to the place we have emunah that it comes from God, it means it's for the good, and it's going to end, and it's going to end in a positive way. We just don't know what it's going to be yet. That much we can strive for. And this fact that we count by the moon, that's the first mitzvah to know. Daytime, nighttime, doesn't matter. We're always serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the service is always the same. Again, the inside may be different. Where I'm coming from may be different in that moment. The tefillah may be different. The bracha may be different. How I light the Shabbos candles may be different. How I tie my shoes may be different. How I put on my tefillin may be different. But it's all the same. Because it's all my avodas Hashem, and that never changes because that relationship is consistent. That's the consistency. Because it doesn't matter what situation I'm in, I'm always serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu because we're always in that dynamic relationship. Next paragraph. U'mashmu'uti teira b'inyan Yisrael monin levana. A whole other floor of what it means, of significance to the fact that Klal Yisrael count by the moon. Sha'levana inam ira tamid kechama. That the moon doesn't always shine consistently like the sun. Atitim chashucha. Sometimes it's halfway dark. And towards the end of the month, by the end of the month, it totally disappears and is entirely dark. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Dafka now there's no moon. Dafka now on Rosh Chodesh. It's completely dark. This is also a whole aspect of what Klal Yisrael is about. Hakoach hamiyuchad shel Yisrael, one of the great strengths of Klal Yisrael, Ama Nifkar, the chosen people, who Shakarash Baruch Hu bachar behem bechol amatzavim sheinim saim ve'af matzavim agrim biyoter kashem bechashut muchletet. He's now flipping it totally on its head. A whole nother aspect of our connection to the reality of the moon is that we have ups and downs. We have times where we are light. We have times where we are dark. We have times where we're fired up to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're mamish davening 20 minutes from Esrei. We're shuckling like a lulav, like it's no tomorrow. There's times we're going and we're steiging in the base medrash 20, 30 for 30, 20 for 20, 60 for 10, man. Whatever it may be. Right? We're steiging in the base medrash like there's no tomorrow. Try to do the math on that one. Right? Steiging in the base medrash like there's no tomorrow. There's times of that clarity. There's times where we're up. And yeah, there's times when you take on 20 for 20 and like making it through that 1 hour, that one extra hour, forget about it, it's not happening. Making it through every class today, it's just rough and I'm down and I'm not succeeding. Lo alino, there are times people do averus and they start going off. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. But what's the point? Al derech zeh inam shel Yisrael, ha-koach ha-miyuchad shel Yisrael, what's part of our koach is that we're the chosen people who she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu bachar behem, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us bechol ha-matzavim ahem, no matter what situation we're in, nimsa'im ve'af matzavim ha-grim yoter, no matter how low we are, even if we're at the end point of darkness. Uve'yotam, top of the next page. Uve'yotam ve'matzavim. Mitzrayim, sorry. Right? When we're in Mitzrayim, be'beit avadim, we're mamish in Mitzrayim, we're slaves in Mitzrayim. Az bachar b'hem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. V'kara lehem, and that's when he called us b'ni b'chori Yisrael, his firstborn child, Klal Yisrael. Now when we're sitting there in the glory of the Beis HaMikdash, when we're sitting there with basically no mitzvos, we're sitting there as slaves in Mitzrayim, we're nothing. He says, that's when I choose you. That's when I choose you. There's the page 3. Is there an extra page 3 going around? An extra page is 3? It'll get there. That's Dafka when he chooses us, is when it's darkest. Why? That Chas v'shalom lo aleinu, a Jew should never say, well, yeah, God chose us because we were great. God chose me because I was the best Ovid or Ovedet Hashem that there is. But now that I'm not, he's going to turn his back on me. Chas v'shalom aleinu. When does he pick us? When we're at our lowest. Why? To say to us, no matter how low you are, I choose you because you are you. I choose you because I love you. That's it. It's an ahavash einat le'abadavar. It's a love that's not dependent on anything. That's why he redeems us here, at this point, from Mitzrayim, at our lowest, on the 49th level of Tum'ah, to make it very clear. I'm not choosing you because you're great. I'm choosing you because I love you. That's it. And you will always be chosen, because it's not dependent upon anything. Shal zene emar. About that it says, I'll put you on the wings of eagles and I'll bring you to me. I'll draw you back to me. I'll get you back to me. Ukimodi the Midrash, it says in the Midrash, Shamru Yisrael and Moshe, that Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hey Achanu Nigalin, how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to redeem us? Velo kol Eretz Mitzrayim mitu nefet nigulei avodah zarah shelanu. All of Eretz Mitzrayim, it's full. It's full of Ar of Avodah Zarah, said the Jewish people. Ar of Avodah Zarah is littering the land of Egypt. Hainu shekol zemi shalanu ma'asenu, it's all because of us. V'amar le Moshe, and Moshe says back to them, Ho'il v'hu chafetz b'gulatchem eino mabit b'gilulei Avodah Zarah shelachem. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants your geula, he wants to redeem you, he's not looking at it. And says the Nesivos Shalom, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to look at the Avodah Zarah. Hello, Avodah Zarah is the Achita Chamor Biyoter Ve'echid Achein Shino Abit Bazeh. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu turn a blind eye to Avodah Zarah? It's one of the big three. What does it mean he's not going to look at our Avodah Zarah? It's one of the worst things you can do. Ela'inya, no, it's about Kemar Mar Shekatuv. It's like the Pasuk says, in the nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into Bilam's mouth about Klal Yisrael, lo hibit aven b'Yaakov v'lo ra'a mal b'Yisrael Hashem lo kavimo. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see any sin in Yaakov and doesn't see anything crooked in Klal Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, their God, is with them. What does it mean? B'nishmato shel Yehudi, in the neshama of a Jew, gam be'et shechote Hashem lo kavimo, even when he sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. B'pnimiyut pnimiyuto ohevu et Hashem Yibarach v'rotze la'asod et shno Yibarach. U'kimo te'ita ve'ota sh'a niftach peh l'poshe Yisrael v'chulei v'omrim l'fanav y'bono shalom galoi v'yadu l'fanav l'fanecha sh'ritzonenu la'asod ritzoncha ele sh'yitze ara megare otano. This requires more time than we have. It's such a deep and important point. Yes, we sin. And I suspect that even in the Srinot Tzidkaniyot, that each one of you probably at some point did some small sin. The difference is that what does it mean to be part of Klal Yisrael? What does it mean to be God's chosen people? What does it mean that I have a pintel yid inside? It means that even when, and maybe some of you can really relate to this, even when I've sinned, even when my Yitzhahara overtook me, the true depth of who I am was screaming out and saying, don't do it, I don't want to do this, this is not who I am. But lo aleinu, we're weak. Sometimes we're weak. And sometimes we give in. And sometimes we can't overcome the physicality. And sometimes we can't overcome the urge. And sometimes we can't succeed in the test. But the very fact that deep down inside of me is that Pintel Yid, deep down inside of me is that Chelek Elokam Imao, deep inside of me is that Jewish Neshama, that's screaming out and crying at the same time that my body is celebrating in doing the Chet, as the Yitzharas drags me and schleps me into the Chet. My Neshama inside is crying at the exact same time. And if that Neshama is still alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that Neshama and that's what he relates to. Chas v'shalom, he doesn't ignore what we do. He doesn't turn a blind eye to what we do. He doesn't show favoritism to Klal Yisrael. But he does see who we are in essence. And in essence, he sees that who we are a people who want to serve him. That even when we're at our lowest, that light is still there and is going to come back. Even when we're at our lowest, we still feel connected to him. Even when we're at our lowest, all we want to do is succeed and connect to him. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees. That's the emes of what he sees. There's no sin in Klal Yisrael, so it's all in the externals. It's all on the outside. The inside is a Jew that's crying just to serve me. The inside is a Jew that's just crying to connect with me. V'lakach, give me 2 more minutes. V'lakach, lo yibit aven b'Yaakov, ki yodea Kadosh Baruch Hu et miyut ha-machshava shel Yehudi. That's why he doesn't see any sin in Yaakov. Because he knows, a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, that the inside of the mind and the heart of a Jew, he le'ela u'le'ela is just on the highest of highs. The halacha k'Rabbi Meir, and we pass in halacha k'Rabbi Meir, which is what? Shebein kach ubein kach kruim banim. That whether we're acting like the best children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're serving him like the father that he is to us, or we're rebelling against him, lo aleinu, doesn't matter. We're still his children. Bein kach ubein kach kruim banim. No matter what, we're always his children. Shatam lama be'emetim kruim banim b'chol ha'matzavim. The reason why that is, the depth of the reason why that is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees inside of us and knows where is that coming from, the deep down, no matter what I'm doing, no matter what chet I'm doing, deep down, all I want to do is be close to him. All I want to do is connect to him. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu Davka chose at the time when Eretz Mitzrayim was full of our Avodah Zarah. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that the deep down inside, that Pintel Yid inside, all it wants to do is connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All it does is love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at our Avodah Zarah. Not because we didn't do it, not because we don't have to pay for it, not because it's not significant, but because he's looking deeper than that. Who are we? What do we really want? We don't want to be doing this. We want to be close to him. As we talked about many times, that a person who does tshuva me'ava, they're even able to turn sins into zchuyot. V'chulei. There's a lot more to say, but stop here. 2 lessons that we're taking out of from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is the first mitzvah is called the mitzvah of Chodesh Lechem. The first one is, there are going to be ups and downs. What it means to be a Jew is to hold on to that emunah, even in the downs, because we know it's going to get light again. Just like the moon gets dark, it gets light. And also, we are a people. We're human beings. And we have ups and downs. We go up and down. We have times of light and times of dark. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I know that. And I know you. And I know there's going to be good times. I know there's going to be bad times. And I'm choosing you, Dafka, when you're at your darkest, to show you that as you go up and down in the dynamism of life, I always choose you because I want you, and deep down, you only want me. And I know that that was what binds us together. Bezrat Hashem, we should have that self-confidence and faith in ourselves to know even when we're down, we're going to get back up. Even when we're down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And that when we go through dark periods, and Bezrat Hashem, no matter what darkness may be, and it should end soon. Amen. That no matter what darkness may be, it should end soon. But that when we're in those periods of darkness, to recognize and to know and to understand and to internalize and to live the Amunah, that no matter what, the light is coming. Bezrat Hashem by all of us. Amen.